Pimley nodded. "Have a care, my son. It's loaded."
"Six shot?"
"Eight. Are you blind? Look at the size of the cylinder, for God's love." Finley didn't bother. He handed the gun back to Pimley instead.
"I know how to pull the trigger, so I do, and when it comes to guns, that's enough."
"Aye, if it's loaded. What are you doing up at this hour, and bothering a man at his morning prayers?"
Finley eyed him. "If I were to ask you why I find you at your prayers, dressed and combed instead of in your bathrobe and slippers with only one eye open, what answer would you make?"
"I've got the jitters. It's as simple as that. I guess you do too." Finley smiled, charmed.
"Jitters? Is that like heebie-jeebies? And harum-scarum and inky-die-die?"
"Sort of, yar." Finley's smile widened, but Pimley thought it didn't look quite genuine.
"I like it. I like it very well. Jittery. Jittersome."
"No," Pimley said. "Got the jitters. That's how you use it." Finley's smile faded.
"I also have the jitters. I'm heebie and jeebie. I feel hinky-die-die. I'm harem and you're scarum."
"More blips on the deep telemetry?" Finley shrugged, then nodded. The problem with the deep telemetry was that none of them were sure exactly what it measured. It might be telepathy, or, God forbid, teleportation, or even deep tremors in the fabric of reality. Precursors of the bare beam's impending snap. Impossible to tell. But more and more of that previously dark and quiet equipment had come alive in the last 4 months or so. "What does Jenkins say?" Pimley asked. He slipped the 40 into his docker's clutch, almost without thinking, so moving us a step closer to what you will not want to hear and I will not want to tell.